didn't know whether he'd be called on to recommend anybody or not. But that he did not plan to recommend him, and he would be back from the department that he'd borrowed from. On that basis, Mr. Congressman said they had it on the highest authority. He is the highest authority.
Right.
Representing us. He was the one who took it up with me. I told him that nobody had been recommended, and nobody has as of now for any of the five places. I think it's reasonable to assume that I would ask Shriver if he would like to give up the Peace Corps and take this job. If I did that, I think it's reasonable to assume that I'd ask him if he had any suggestions, like I ask other cabinet officers about undersecretaries and so forth. I think I'd consider any suggestions he got. Then I'd ask the Senate to consider any nominations I made. But I think it would have been the height of impropriety for me to have offered anybody the job, even Shriver, before the bill's passed. And it's not passed yet. And I have offered no one the job, not even Shriver. And I've certainly not discussed any one of the five with anyone else. Now there's the proof.
Right. Well, I think the answer is that this particular story is based upon some unwarranted assumptions. And that at no time have you discussed jobs with anyone in the poverty setup, that you have neither offered nor withheld jobs, that it would be improper to do so in advance of the congressional action in the bill.
That's right.
And that certainly if the bill were passed, you would, as you always do, as a matter of prudence, probably consult a number of people and get their judgment and listen to their recommendations and then make a decision. You don't have to consult anybody, but it's a matter of prudence to do so. I think that's the answer to it.
What do you think the answer to Evans is?
He's trying awful hard.
Huh?
He's trying awful hard.
Well, that's not an answer to it.
No, I'm thinking through. I think that there must be a certain group in this town, which I imagine includes Yarmolinsky and some of his friends. I don't think Adam himself would be guilty of this, but some of the people like him were probably fairly close to Evans. And I don't know, I've talked to him from time to time. But he's looking for these hard, sharp things that somebody got lopped off or somebody got fired or something like that. That's the kind of column he wants to write.
Other
thing, sir. I may be asked for some comment on the Goldwater speech yesterday. I don't think it's a good idea to be commenting on it. If they have any questions on the defense thing, I think they should just be referred to defense. Might be well to let some real partisan guy get up on the Senate floor and take him to pieces, but I don't think we ought to be arguing with Goldwater yet.
Who'd be a good one to take him? Humphrey's a pacifist at disarmament, wasn't in service.
Armed Services. Don't think we got a good tough one on Armed Services. Suppose that Scoop Jackson might be able to be hauled in on this one?
Right.
You know, a lot of these intellectual writers have a lot of admiration for him. And he's been studying this stuff, supposedly. And he's kind of a clean-cut, all-American boy.
Okay.
You bet, sir.